Peruvians confront security forces in Puno, south of the country, 1 month after 18 people were killed there in the worst day of unrest since President Dina Boluarte took office in December. Tensions are rising. Legislators hold the key to the crisis, voting to bring elections forward, but they've shelled nearly every proposal. Congresswoman Susel Paredes presented one of the bills. She says legislators bear some of the responsibility. Nearly 60 people have been killed.
I wonder if my fellow congressmen can sleep comfortably at night, because one dead Peruvian is a family and a country in mourning. Legislators have the responsibility to give the country a political solution.
On Friday, Congress extended sessions yet for another week without making any decision. President Boluarte could bring elections forward by resigning. She says she won't. Instead, she blames the violent protests for the instability.
We've left behind the dark history of the 80s and 90s. The country doesn't have to bleed anymore.
The government passed a supreme decree to give the army control of several districts in the south of the country, not a political solution in the most conflicted areas.
Opinion polls say more than 80% of Peruvians are demanding early elections, but analysts say Congress and the government are turning their backs on the people's demands.
Analysts say there is a silent pact between the government and parliament to stay in power.
Es una alianza.
There's basically a silent alliance. If there's something that unites the parliament and the government, it's the idea of remaining in power until 2026. It's not official, but it's very much endorsed.
Without a political solution, analysts say, there is little chance of ending Peru's ongoing political crisis. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.